Today is the, excuse me, it's the 29th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So apologies, I had a little bug in my throat. Not quite sure where that came from. But anyway, we are two sleeps, guys. No, are we two sleeps? I think we're one sleep. We're two sleeps, we're one sleep. Whichever one, we are two sleeps. I'm going to say two sleeps away from our live stream on Saturday. Guys, if you haven't registered already, please go to my Instagram page, hit the link in my bio and register to get the link for our live stream. We are going in. I am extremely, extremely excited about that. But until then, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4:19. And it says this: "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And so, dear Father, please forgive us for trying to find our security and hope in things other than you. We know that there is no other source of hope, freedom, and security than you. Help me tear down every idol that we may have found that dilutes or distorts our trust in you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You made a way. Oh, you made a way. Don't know how, Lord, but you did it. You made a way. Go on, just begin to lift up your voice and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, you made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that knew you before you were even formed. We worship him. We worship that King of Kings. We worship the Lord of Lords. We worship that wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God. Go on, just worship him in the beauty of his holiness. The God that is indescribable, his love that is unexplainable. Go on, begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him right now. Lord, and we're standing here, Father God, to worship you. Father God, if not for the fact that you had made a way, Father God, we would not be here today. And so, Father God, because of that, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Wherever you are right now, just lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice and worship him. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything.
Go and lift your voice and tell the Lord that you love him. Tell him how much you love him today. Tell him that you worship and adore his holy name.
Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything, God.
Tell him how much he means to you. Tell him he means more to you than the material things in your life. Tell him that he means more to you than this world. That you love him better than life.
Oh, Lord. go on, begin to sing your song. Begin to sing your song. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that we love you more than anything.
Yes, Lord, in humble adoration. Go on, just lift your voice and worship him. Make it emotion.
Gone, I can sing to you this song.
Yeah. Yes, Lord Jesus, that I love you more than anything. We love you more than anything, oh God. Go on, lift up your voice. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11, it says, go to the Lord for help and worship him continually. Father God, heart of worship worships you. Father God, our families worship you. We worship you with all our might. We worship you with all our heart. Lift up your voice and just worship. Yes, Lord Jesus, begin to speak to us. Begin to speak to us, Lord. Father God, we acknowledge your presence right now. We acknowledge your love. We acknowledge your peace. We acknowledge your understanding and your wisdom. We acknowledge you, oh God. This is your moment. This is your moment to worship him. This is your moment to give him praise. This is your moment to tell him how wonderful he is and tell him how beautiful he is. This is your moment to even ask him, Lord, teach me how to worship you. Teach me what the etiquette is in your presence. Teach me how to bow down before. Teach me how to love you the way that you love me. Teach me how to live a holy and righteous life. Father God, so on that day when you should call me home, that you will say, well done, my child. God, just begin to worship him and lift up your voice.
Love you more than anything. Father God, we lift up our voice to you. We continually worship you. We continually worship you, God. Oh, there is no other place that we would rather be than here, bow down in your presence, Lord. Telling you how much we love you. Telling you how much we adore you. Telling you how much we need you. Telling you how much we want you, God. We want to know you more. We want to know you more. We want to know you more. Holy Spirit, take control, my katara. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, hold my hand. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, move me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Heart of worship, God, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
You know, we can never stop singing this song, because we always have to consistently remind ourselves that it's about him. It's not about your situation. It's not about your job. It's not about the money in your bank account. But it's about him. And God is to be glorified in every single one of our lives. I want there to be a shift in your life this year. I want people to look at you and say, what's different about you? And I want it to be because your worship got deeper with him. Not because of anything you were seeking for, but just because you wanted to know him more and more. This is no longer a habit. I want you to make this a lifestyle. So go ahead and tell him it's all about him. It's all about him. Every single day we need to remind ourselves that it's about him, and that we are returning our heart back to the way worship is meant to be. You know, stripped away when there's no music, when there's nothing. How would you worship him? How would you worship him? How would you worship him? Psalm 99 verse 5 says, praise the Lord our God, worship before his throne, holy is he.
We worship you, our Lord, for you
sing, God, we give you all the glory.
Oh, oh, we worship you, our Lord, for you. In my life, you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. For delivering me out of the enemy's hands, you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised.
So, Father, we know that love overcame emerging from a cold tomb. All the truth, majesty, and creativity of a living God, transforming a broken heart, making a quiet return in a still and soulful garden. The gravestone rolled away to release redemptive love. Jesus resurrected and restored, comforts a weeping woman, speaks with travelers on a journey, meets with his faithful friends, and they bow down before Christ alive and acknowledge that the Saviour has arrived, that the Word of God has come alive, and that the extraordinary transformation of heaven and earth is now complete. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. So once again, I hope you guys are going to be joining me on Saturday for our live stream. If you haven't registered already, to get that live link, go to my Instagram page at JC May, and the link is in my bio. So a few other things are happening this weekend for me. So if you are in the East London area, I will be at Glory House tomorrow. I am looking forward to that. A friend of mine is doing an album launch, and so that is going to be an amazing time in his presence. And then on Easter Sunday, I am in Watford, and I am looking forward to worshiping with you guys over in Watford. So if you're in any of those areas, please come out, please worship with us, and let's have fun over this weekend. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.